over 2,200 acres, we have only a minimal number of homes destroyed. This fire is not contained.
Thousands of people have fled their homes. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti on the situation at a major university.
Pepperdine was threatened for a period of time. The power was cut off. Students were told to shelter in place. The good news here, fire crews surrounded that area. They seem to have a control on the fire there. With that said, classes have been canceled today.
The suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO has been charged with second-degree murder in New York. Luigi Mangione remains in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
I heard today from Altoona police that they are receiving death threats against the officers who made this arrest and against the agency, as well as other kinds of threats and messages of support for the shooter.
Officials say in a three-page handwritten note, Mangione rants against corporations for abusing the U.S. for, quote, immense profit. Now to Israel, where CBS's Deborah Pata says it was a day of testimony for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at his corruption trial.
Benjamin Netanyahu has taken the stand. In a nutshell, Netanyahu is accused of corruption and bribery, but he denied any wrongdoing. Although it's definitely a low point in his decades-long political career, his critics say he's obsessed with his image, and this will stand in stark contrast to his desperation, really, to be seen as a respected international statesman.
In Egypt, at least eight people were killed in a building collapse in Cairo.
Rescue operations went on through the night, with officials still trying to determine whether anyone remained missing. A local official says that the 1961 building had been the subject of at least eight repair and restoration orders in the past two decades, but residents kept appealing the decisions and they were never implemented. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
As we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula, some lawyers in this country now find themselves on the other side of the law.
Two New Orleans law firms have been charged with staging traffic accidents, faking injuries, and collecting millions of dollars in lawsuit settlements. Megan Kiefer is a personal injury lawyer not involved in the case.
We don't even know the depths of how many millions of dollars have been wasted.
The law firms allegedly paid people who staged accidents known as slammers to intentionally run into tractor-trailer trucks.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's going to get cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens by Thursday, and wind chills could reach 10 below zero. While you may see flurries in the short term, warmer weather could bring rain this weekend. Those needing assistance with the cold can call 211 for local warming center information. It's a $2 million cash bond for the Kenosha man charged in connection to a double homicide in September. 26-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. fled the area and was captured in Texas after a 66-day manhunt. In addition to the charges for the deaths of his girlfriend and unborn child, there's also a charge for possession of a firearm by a felon. Uline has unveiled its new mother of all warehouses. It's a massive 1.4 million square foot distribution center located in Kenosha County near the Cheese Castle. The new facility expands Uline's total footprint in the area to more than 10 million square feet. A Kenosha company has agreed to pay over $500,000 to settle allegations from the EPA. It was regarding the sale of unregistered pesticides. Beckart Environmental, Inc. faced claims that it sold products without proper registration, although they deny any wrongdoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willy Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willy, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The Rest of the Story. When Sarah Bush Johnson married widower Thomas, she had envisioned a peaceful, secure life. Now here they were, along with 11 members of their extended family, heading through treacherous territory by covered wagon for the western frontier. It was a cold, wet march. The river before them had overflowed its banks, turning the lonesome prairie into a lake of ice. With no way around the ice, the wagons started directly across. They'd made a quarter mile or so when Sarah's 21-year-old stepson cried out. All heads turned to see the young man's pet mongrel dog in the gray-white distance. The animal had apparently leaped from the wagon on which it was riding and was now stranded as the ice between them and him had begun to shatter. "Too bad," somebody muttered. And the pioneer party turned to press on. All but Sarah's stepson, who was frantically removing his boots and rolling up the legs of his breeches. Somebody else called out, "Don't be a fool, it's only a dog." To which the young man replied that he could see where the water was shallow enough to wade if necessary. "Go on without me," he said. And they went on without him. Thomas wrung his hands as his son disappeared into the mist. He recalled other occasions on which the boy had behaved similarly. Age 7, he'd been told to shoot a turkey for the table, and he obeyed, but obviously traumatized. The boy announced to the family that he would never kill any living thing again. "What about fishing?" his father, amused, asked. The youngster shook his head, "No." And thereafter, the boy often lectured other children on the rights of animals. "An ant's life, to it," he said, "is as sweet as ours is to us." And indeed, whenever he caught anyone tormenting an animal, he would admonish him openly and harshly. The young man could never pass a hog in the mud without ascertaining that the hog could extricate himself. He once even climbed up onto a tall tree carrying two baby birds that he'd found on the ground after a storm, and despite the ridicule of his friends, he did not come down until he had discovered the bird's nest and returned the tiny birds to that nest. Reflecting thus, Thomas frowned. His son was too soft for frontier life, that was clear. And as the young man at last reappeared on the flooded prairie, hip-deep in frigid water, clutching his frightened mongrel dog in his arms, Thomas wondered what on earth lay in store for such a tender heart in such tough times. Well, the answer is that the young man became what we would now call an activist. A voice for the voiceless. Remember this about him, a voice for the voiceless. In meaningful ways, he reformed his times forever after. In the early spring of 1830, Thomas and Sarah and their family eventually reached their frontier destination called Macon County, Illinois, where their son would write his first of many essays. And the subject, what else, was his intolerance of cruelty to animals. Remember that when next you think of him. that true empathy for the abandoned and for the abused and for the misused extends to creatures everywhere, as it did from the tender heart of Thomas and Sarah's son, whom you have come to know and near revere. For their son was Abraham Lincoln. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is Paul Harvey. The rest of the story, he's heard twice daily on WRJN, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, like you just heard here on WRJN, where we play timeless hits. She loves you, yeah.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Come on!
news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too. WRJN, My Girl by the Temptations. Their choreography was so cool when they sang a song. When I hear the song on the radio, I still see in my head the moves that they made on stage in concert. The Temptations, still together with original member and founding member Otis Williams, who is just a really, I've met him several times. Good guy. Just a really good guy. He told me a story once. I'll share it with you. Now's not the time. But he talked about how he painted a picture of walking through his neighborhood at night, and he made it sound like he was Ichabod Crane in Sleepy Hollow. It was just really cool. You'll hear it sometime. But I digress. Another keyword for the grown-up gift list coming shortly after 1 o'clock, shortly after next hour starts here on WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media Talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Day number 6 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. Don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. Plus, Saturday, December 21st, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., meet one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I can be found. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Aptly named. WRJN with another update from WRJN Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police are still asking for help in connection to two recent deaths. Two men died in unrelated incidents over the past weekend. On Saturday, police say 41-year-old Jeffrey Garrett died from a gunshot wound with no suspects currently identified. In a separate incident Friday, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr was fatally struck by a vehicle. In that case, a 19-year-old woman is cooperating in the investigation. Police are asking for help finding details related to both situations. A Kenosha company is being fined by the feds for selling unregistered pesticides. Kenosha-based Beckhardt Environmental, Inc. has agreed to pay just over $500,000 to settle allegations by the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA claimed the company violated federal law by selling products labeled Aqua Dry and Air Relief 3001. The company has denied any wrongdoing. Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old-school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Okay, maybe it doesn't look a lot like Christmas, but it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Temperatures way colder today than they were yesterday. First hit for the Buckinghams on WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves.
Enough about the WRJN staff. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves from Cher, making way for Question Mark and the Mysterians on WRJN.
Too many teardrops.
Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too. More of those coming up. Plus, high school basketball. Next game is Friday night, Burlington versus Union Grove. And our exclusive coverage begins with the pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7, here on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay is my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Hang on.
News, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too. More of those coming up on WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you were. Someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Here, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me going.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Take your part, oh, when
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's an extradition hearing in 30 minutes in Pennsylvania for the man who's been charged with the New York murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
He could fight this extradition, which would delay his transfer to New York State by possibly even up to a month. Although I think there's so much public interest in this, officials are going to really try to push this quickly. Now, if he waives that, then he could be transported as soon as tonight to New York.
CBS's Anna Schechter.
He did write 3 pages handwritten, acknowledging his actions and trying to justify them, railing against corporate America and healthcare corporations that rake in profits and they don't actually benefit the American public. And then he described sort of taking things into his own hands.
Well, now to Southern California, where thousands have had their lives upended by a fast-moving wildfire.
I got everybody up and out of the house and tried to stay back and save the horses.
She and others evacuated several areas in and around Malibu. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The current red flag alert is projected to continue through Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for strong winds and low humidity.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest chapter of American Middle East diplomacy.
The White House.